Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Kieran, not a great performance here at Dartley Park. I'm sure that's not what you all expected today. The unbeaten run comes to an end at the hands of Burnley. What do you feel went wrong today?
Everything from start to finish, like you say.
Unbeaten run was great and that, but if you can't win games like this, then, you know, what's the point?
Did you think Burnley had figured Ashwood City out after the first 20 minutes?
Look, I think it's going to be talked about, so we weren't at it today, but it's no excuse, is it? The build-up's a build-up, and we go again next week.
It's the international break next week, Kieran.
All right, then, week after.
You mentioned the build-up. Can you talk us through your reaction to the Remembrance Day presentation?
Nah, I don't want to. I don't want to be discussing that. What happened, happened, right? The club will figure it out, won't they?
But just in terms of how you witnessed it...
Look, I don't want to talk about it, mate. All right, I'll see you later.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
First and foremost, gentlemen, I just want to thank you for agreeing to see me after what happened during our Remembrance Day minutes silence. It was a complete accident, and I promise that the club is doing everything in its power to try and understand what happened, how it happened, and how to prevent it in the future. We've raised some funds for the Veterans Club. We're also sending some of the players out with poppies into the local community, you know, raising some more where we can.
Mr. Nolan, it's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's about what you did to a precious moment. A moment that should be sacred,
that's right.
That should be respectful.
No, I know that, Tony, I know that. And again, it was just a huge mistake.
Care to explain how this was a mistake, Mr. Nolan?
Sure. It all began the day before. Daniel Levy wanted him. United wanted him. It was all about timing. Who was going to sign him up first? And bang! I got him. Act fast, be decisive, find your target, and strike.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Ashwood City's new head chef.
Eh?
I got him. None of the others did. Try that lamb. Good God, tastes as good as Gordon Ramsay.
I have no idea what Gordon Ramsay tastes like, pal. I'm not a fucking cannibal. And if I was, I wouldn't even be nibbling on Rambo, let me tell you that. But to me, this just tastes like lamb. Normal wee lamb.
What's the Athletic say?
About what?
About me getting the most sought-after man in the business.
What? He's not fucking Conte, pal. He's a chef.
Well, yeah, but I thought the new wave of football journalists like to dive into the finer details.
Not fucking food, pal. Jesus Christ. They mean fucking scouting innovations and data collation, not fucking lamb cutlets, for fuck's sake.
Well, is he any good?
Try that lamb.
I don't eat lamb.
What? Why not?
Because it's a fucking cute little lamb.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to kill it, Jess. I'm asking you to have one tiny bite.
It's nothing special, Jess. Don't bother. Here, try these.
What are they?
Scolzi's daughter's toenails. Dead crunchy. Yum, 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 yum.
They're fried shallots, thank you.
The whole thing looks disgusting.
Look, he's just arrived. All right, he needs to get used to his staff and his surroundings.
Are you suggesting that we should give the new chef more time to find a system that works?
Yes.
What next? Give him some cash in January to spend on a big fresh fish?
God, what do you want, Jess? You're supposed to be meeting with the vets.
The vets? What animals are you killing now?
Veterans, for fuck's sake. Not vets. Vets, vets.
I've met with them.
So what's the game plan then? Leeds at home, poppy wreath, minute silence, bit of the old bugle.
It's Burnley tomorrow, you moron.
She's right, pal. You'd know that if you spent less time eyeing up bang average canteen staff.
He's not bang average. Bloke's a genius. Look how many of the playing staff are in here. Nearly all of them. Well, when does that ever happen? They can't get enough.
The game plan is we walk out with Burnley. Sean Deitch will lay a wreath. Sven will lay a wreath.
Sorry, what about me?
Oh, do not do this.
No, come on. I feel like I should be laying down some kind of wreath and showing some respect here.
No.
You're busy tomorrow. You've got your evil third-party player-owning clients paying us a totally non-threatening visit.
So I want a wreath.
Pal, you're not wreath material. Come on.
You're not getting a fucking wreath. You can have the fancy poppy pin, but you cannot have a fucking wreath.
I want both.
Are they getting the Veterans Association to do the PA announcement like last time? That was nice, that, wasn't it? That old boy.
That old boy is now too old.
Come on. Too old to read a fucking poem, lazy cunt.
He's dead.
Ah.
I can do it.
Patrick, you're not fucking doing it.
Sorry, I'm the one that looks out for this day in the calendar, yeah? I'm the one that cares about our fallen heroes.
Daily Mail alert!
Oh, what, so they're no longer heroes because you don't like the Daily Mail?
Just listen. Daichi lays a wreath, Svenny lays a wreath, big fuck-off poppy comes down on a banner from the North Stand. Poem is read by Kieran. We rock out to the bugle for 1 minute, and Bob's your pervy uncle, done.
Kieran, you're gonna have Kieran read the poem. Can he even read?
I think he can. I mean, I can't promise that, but I think so. How many fucking lamb cutlets have you got?
Would you want one?
No.
I'm doing the poem.
Oh my God, no, you're not.
Yes, I am. Do you even know what poem it is?
Patrick, even if you asked me to name the most famous poem of all time, I couldn't tell you.
Is it Mary Had a Little Lamb?
It's In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. I know that because I chose it. Because we've done it at Dartley ever since I can remember. My granddad fought in the war. My dad, well, my dad claims credit for my granddad fighting in the war, and I like to honour those who sacrificed everything for us. All right, it's my bloody poem. It's not Kieran's.
Aye, but the fans like Kieran, pal.
Please, come on. You're telling me that David Luna, that Vassos, Kevin, that means nothing to them.
You can buy them nice things and they can still hate you, pal. Jesus Christ, you could tell you've never been married.
Nah, I think you're living in the past, bucko. This is the new era. Yeah, I'm going to read the poem.
Fuck it, fine. Then you need to be in the PA booth and not with your creepy Russian pals.
They're not creepy Russian pals, all right? They're business associates who just happen to have a vested interest in some of our playing stuff.
Pal, stop talking. Even I'm tempted to arrest you right now.
Oh, for God's sake. So, it's a deal. Yeah, I'm doing the poem.
Mr. Nolan, I fail to see how this problem would have occurred if Kieran had read the poem.
Yeah, I know that now. I know that.
Then why are you telling us how you disrupted the presentation, even in this early stage, by changing the speaker?
Because it's important you have all the details so you can see and understand how truly, truly, truly sorry I am. You know, I had business associates attending the game that day. The PA booth is in the IBET stand and our corporate box is on the other side. So I had arranged for a lapel mic that was linked to the PA system. Totally standard, sometimes for half-time or match-day presentations. We'll use those kind of things on the pitch.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow.
Thank you, next!
Woody, I'm rehearsing here for fuck's sake. Put the mic down.
It's fucking freezing, isn't it?
And that was Chris Woodall with the weather. Now, put the mic down.
Where's your mic?
It's here. It's clipped onto my lapel.
Your lapel? How to get you with your lapels.
What do you want?
Evil cunts are here.
Would you put the mic down, especially if you're going to say cunt, and especially if you're going to refer to any of our business practices?
How come you didn't opt for the Janet Jackson?
The Janet Jackson?
Hey, I think Pete in the booth has some of those Janet Jackson makes.
Wait, the little one that comes out from behind the ear?
Hey!
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
You're not having a Janet Jackson, Mike.
Uh-oh, there's a gross streaker on the pitch. Leave your clothes on, please. Please, we beg you.
Patrick, have you finished the rehearsal?
Yeah, for the most part. Apparently, the signal for the mic is strongest in the stand, so Pete was saying I leave the corporate restaurant, deliver the poem in the stand, then when the bugle starts, I'm all done, and we observe the silence.
OK, you don't need to explain to me something I fucking came up with. I just want to know, are you finished?
Yeah. Anyway, I got a run. Business partners are here.
Well, you better go lube up then.
Very funny.
Oh, my girl's at the party. Look at that body shaking that thing like you never did see. Got a nice package, all right. Guess I'm going to have to raid it tonight.
No. No, Janet Jackson, for fuck's sake.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Flo Lloyd-Hughes.
I'm Rachel O'Sullivan.
And I'm Chloe Morgan.
Join us every week on our brand new show, Upfront, on Football Ramble Presents. We'll get stuck into the biggest stories in women's football every Tuesday, from the latest in the WSL. Gareth Taylor said, oh, well, actually, we were playing 3-4-3, and we moved to 4-4-3-3. If you look at any of the footage, if you look at the way the players played in that first half, there were four players playing at the back. That sort of comment speaks of a manager who doesn't quite know what they're doing.
To how the Lionesses are shaping up ahead of a home Euros next summer. For me, I would pick Lee Williamson. I would just go for it now. For a younger age captain, you've got some big tournaments coming up. I think a lot of players think she's got a really great mentality, gets on with a lot of people. For me, she's a born leader, and I think she will be England captain at some point.
And what it's really like being a player in women's football today.
From my own experiences of being in a situation like that, I mean, you know, when we got promoted when I was with Spurs, that was phenomenal. I was, you know, first choice keeper. You know, then you go into the WSL for our first season and all I wanted to do was get WSL experience.
Join us every Tuesday for Upfront. Search Football Ramble Presents in your podcast app. Subscribe now.
Football Ramble Presents is a Stack production.
So, yeah, the rehearsal was pretty good. We actually arranged for a couple more banners, one of which I believe was from you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We arranged for them to be in the ground. Burnley brought a couple of ideas to the presentation, so we were all set. You know, there was a good mood in the stadium, still unbeaten, everybody fit. I think we were pretty confident about being able to break Burnley down. You know, it was a sunny, crisp November day. Spirits were high.
You join us in the commentary position at a vibrant, excited, confident Dartley Park. Can this side be too confident, Billy Richards?
No, not for me, Peter. I mean, Ashford City's form is some of the very best in the league. Since that deadline day, that famous deadline day, but surprise, it's not a national holiday around here, they haven't lost a game in the league. And you look at that run of games that they've had, it's not easy. They made Liverpool look badly coached. That's how right they got it straight after those signings came in. They beat Tottenham right here. I was sat right next to the goal as that Luna free kick went
Incredible
in.
Strike. Incredible.
Unbelievable. I mean, I was watching it dumbstruck. I was like, oh my God, look at that. I mean, so was Hugo Lloris, me and him like that. Oh, good God. They breezed past Leeds and Watford. Last few games, they've been wobbling. Yeah, sure. I mean, they came across a Palace side that found some form of their own. That was a 0-0 in that. And then there's that 1-1 draw. With Everton.
Jordan Pickford, of course, getting them out of that potential defeat, Billy.
Absolutely. But you know, these things go for you when you're in these runs of form, Peter. They go for you. It's as simple as that. They beat Villa a couple of games back with the Kevin goal. Remember the deflection? Again, you know, these things will go for you. And the way that Ashford City play will lend themselves to these moments of fortune. They're compact, but they spring on you. You know what I mean? They can do it with the pace that they have in the midfield, the distribution that they have in that same midfield now with Luna in there. But they have the firepower up top, and it is first class. And I think that ultimately, that's what Burnley are going to struggle with today. How do you deal with Ashford City when they can kind of do a little bit of everything?
So you don't think that Burnley can trouble them? You don't think that Sean Dyche has maybe got something up his sleeve?
Hey, listen, I played with Sean and I worked under him. You forget? Sean and I go way back. And let me tell you, he's got sleeves. Believe you me. But it's about finding weaknesses. That's what I'm saying. It's about finding weaknesses in your opposition. And right now, for me personally, Burnley don't have the capabilities to exploit the potential weaknesses of Ashford City.
Well, we will see, Billy. As we said moments ago, Dartley Park is in excellent voice. A beautiful sight of poppies and scarves. A moving tribute, no doubt, from this old stadium is in store for us. And according to my friend Billy Richards, so is a home win.
Oh, careful.
Back to you in the studio.
Well, I'm going to be in trouble if I get this wrong, I tell you.
Yes, Casares. Yes, Casares. Dear Coroc. Specialist. Inspector.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. Great. So, four vodkas and one for me. Lovely.
Mr. Nolan, what can I get you?
Yeah, four vodkas and just the water that looks like a vodka. Please, just put it in the same glass.
Yeah, no problem.
Fucking hell. God.
How's it going? God, you are pale.
Oh, thanks.
You are, though.
Yeah, I had a bad night. Okay, plus that Russian lot don't exactly soothe the soul.
Are they satisfied with everything?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they will be when we beat these lot. So.
Listen, we're going to tweet about Kevin and Riviera.
What are we going to tweet?
That they're not starting.
What are you talking about? We've tweeted the lineups already, haven't we? They're in the starting 11.
They didn't take part in the warm-up.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Injury?
Or illness, if it's a couple of them.
Oh, fuck's sake.
At what point do you want me to put out the tweet? Is this going to make your Russian pals uneasy if all of a sudden Kevin isn't on display?
Oh, fuck. Fuckity fuck, that's a good point. Just let me... excuse me, sorry, hi.
Yes,
yeah, could you make those vodkas really... really big, please. You know, like a double or a triple or whatever.
Yeah, no problem.
So, your tactic is to get them drunk?
Yep, hopefully that's going to help.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. Okay, how long until the presentation?
You've got 3 minutes now, remember?
Yes, read it out on the terrace, I know.
Hi, Woody.
Jess, have you tweeted yet? Or told the broadcasters?
No, we are just holding off. Patrick doesn't want to do it before the presentation.
Okay, well, look, we got another two down. Adeyemi's ill, and now so is Gustavo.
What is it?
Well, he says Adeyemi and Gustavo are pulling out as well.
What the fuck?
Same problem as Kevin and Riviera, would he?
Hey, same fucking deal. Dressing room toilets is like something out of Get Your Own Back with Dave Benson Phillips. Did they ever have brown guns?
Maybe we should tweet this, Patrick, or at least tell Sky.
No.
Ugh, they'll see that the players haven't emerged from the tunnel for the presentation.
I don't care, all right? Keep this mood for the poem and the bugle and the big fucking poppy, all right? Then we break the news.
The game would have started by the time you break that news, pal.
I've got to go, Woody. Patrick looks like he's about to throw up.
I knew it! It's that fucking shit!
Are you okay?
Yep. Yeah, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final home game before Remembrance Day, and Ashwood City Football Club would like to honour its proud, proud tradition of remembering those who serve and have served this country. Those who have protected the people and even given their lives to keep us safe. We are honoured to have the Ashwood Veterans Club here with us today, as they are every Remembrance Day since this noble tradition began. We now ask for silence for today's reading.
Patrick, maybe you shouldn't, but... Patrick.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow. In Flanders fields.
Patrick, where are you going?
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to apologise for the technical issues during that presentation. If you could please maintain your silence, as the players will now take the knee to fight discrimination. To fight discrimination. To fight. The players will now take the knee to fight discrimination.
I was convinced by my technical staff that the mic would lose signal once I was in an enclosed space, and yeah, it didn't.
We appreciate your honesty, Mr. Nolan.
Well, it's the least I can do. You know, I feel like I've let you down. You know, I think what those incredibly brave people have given for my freedom is beyond heroism. You know, it's a sacrifice the likes of which I will never understand. You know, I'm stood here today because of their bravery, and I'm truly grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Use the freedom they gave you well, Mr. Nolan.
Of course.
Indeed.
Freedom.
Indeed.
Yeah. In a way, they fought for the idea of what happened. Eh?
What?
Well, they sort of... They fought so that, you know...
No, I don't know. What
does he mean? Well, so that I can, you know, literally shit all over the remembrance thing and, yeah, I don't get locked up or shot because of it. Yeah, it's freedom, isn't it? So, yeah.
Are you saying they fought for you to mock their sacrifice?
No, God, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not one bit. No, I just meant, look, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. Thank you for hearing me out, and thank you for your service and courage.
Hmm. An honour, Mr. Nolan.
Appreciate it, Mr. Nolan.
Perhaps you could purchase a poppy.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Do you take card? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There you go. £2 coin. Ooh, lovely. I'll take this one.
Generally, we feel the poppy has a recommended purchase price here at the Veterans Club of £5.
£5.
£5?
Hmm.
For a poppy?
Yes.
What are your overheads?
Excuse me?
How have you landed on £5? What's your markup?
Well, the poppies are made by volunteers.
Volunteers.
That's right, volunteers.
So hold on a minute, what's your material cost?
Fortunately, it's negligible these days.
Doesn't matter.
What with the charitable support.
How much does a poppy cost you wholesale?
It doesn't matter.
Half a penny, something like that.
Half a penny? And you want to charge me £5? That's 100,000% markup.
Mr. Nolan.
No, not having that. See you later. Sorry about Mr. the shitting.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive Domestic Cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.